Today we have with us Muskan Kandavi. She's an entrepreneur and public speaker by profession, graphologist and toastmaster by passion. She's a strong business development professional and an alumni of SKMS Pune, batch 2017 to 2020. In addition to this, she is the founder of Your Voice, a training institute. She has the belief that she is the mediator for people believing in the power of voice. She's also won numerous awards for Best Speaker and has been featured in the magazine Entrepreneurs of India and has also interviewed RJ Naveed and actor Ali Fazal at conferences. Ma'am, a very warm welcome to you on our podcast.
Thank you so much.
We'll begin with questions. First of all, ma'am, what do you enjoy most about entrepreneurship and what do you find the hardest about it?
The best thing I would say or what I enjoy the most about entrepreneurship is just seeing my vision come live. Every time when I'm doing something, I have something in my head that, okay, I want to do this, I want to achieve this. And then later, a few months down the line, 2 years down the line, when I see that, okay, I can actually achieve that and it is actually real.
Yeah.
That is, I think, something that I enjoy the most.
Okay.
And the difficult thing I would say is taking your own decisions always and not knowing whether it's right or wrong. As an entrepreneur, I'm the only one who's the deciding person. So sometimes there's always a question, there's always a dilemma that whatever I'm doing, whether it's right, will it be fruitful? I think that is the most difficult part of being an entrepreneur.
That's a great answer, ma'am. When did you first become passionate about your chosen field?
I would say 2020, when the lockdown started, that is when I realized that this is one of my strengths and I would like to pursue it. I started it off as a hobby and then later converted into my business.
Okay. What advice do you give to someone pursuing a career path similar to your own?
I would say keep updating yourself, because when you are in the soft skills department and you are training other people, you do not know who would you train next. It would be some students, it would be corporate, it would be CEOs of the company. So if someone is not updating themselves always with certifications, with different skills, reading articles, reading books on the various topics or various niche they're going to cover, then it would not be fruitful at the end of the day. So updating yourself is something that I would suggest everyone who is in my field.
Okay. What was your motive or vision behind delving into professional training and coaching industry? And where would you see the industry in next 10 years in terms of growth?
The number one motive why I started this journey was because I noticed that in schools, in colleges, in corporates, there's always a clean layer of students who are pushed forward always. It's not like that the students who are not pushed forward, did not come forward, do not have skills, or they do not know what to speak. The problem is they do not know how to create strong first impressions and communicate what's there in their head. That is the reason why I started off this venture at the start. And my vision is that everyone should know the power their voice holds. Because everyone has that and they should just realize and tap into their potential. That would be my answer for the first question. The second would be the growth. In the next 10 years, I would say coaching and training industry is going to have exponential growth, because what we have seen in the lockdown, we realize that everyone literally has had skills. Everyone is doing the same course, they are learning the same skills, but it is the soft skills that set them apart. It's the soft skills that helps them fit. And as the population increases, as companies grow, and as people employ more people, every company would want to have the best employee who's an all-rounder, who can fit well, who can present themselves well, who also has the technical skills. So soft skills and training for soft skills would be a great career going forward.
Okay. In the present time, with the rise of learning from online platforms like YouTube, it has become somewhat convenient and easy for the students or any of the prospective job seekers to learn. So what difference does Your Voice as an institute deliver?
Correct. So what difference does it make is, for example, no one has so much time that they would gather information from different places. and whatever information is available on YouTube, on all of these news portals, they are all very scattered. Second, there is no one-on-one interaction, there is no personal touch there. It's missing. When a person is being trained or is learning something, they would want someone to guide them, step through, that if they have questions, they would want them to answer. Plus, soft skills is one department where only learning theories and mugging up won't help. The transformation has to be seen by someone, and the transformation has to actually be supervised, you know, at every step. So this is where your voice and this is where personal coaching makes a difference, or life classes make a difference. Then one can actually see their growth and their potential. Okay, this is what I am doing wrong. This is where I have to improve. That is where your voice stands out.
Okay. With the founding of the Institute in 2020 till the present time, have you experienced any changes in the people's mindset and perspective towards learning and developing their soft skills compared to hard skills? As in the Indian context, generally society admires the technical and hard skills of a person, and rarely anyone notices soft skills. If yes, then what?
Okay. So, I think this answer I started off with the previous question that you asked, that is the importance of soft skills. It is. Because why do colleges have interviews? They've already tested your knowledge, right? But why do they have interviews? Because they want to see how you are as a person. They want to see what skills do you bring, what soft skills do you bring on platform, right? They do not judge your technical skills at that point of time. When it comes to companies, there is a 1,000 applicants. All applicants have the same technical knowledge. But why is that only 3 or 4 are selected out of the 1,000 applicants? Because they stand out. Because of their soft skills, they are standing out. And COVID has actually made people realize. I have trained people who are heading Amazon in different countries, who are heading PwC. They have come to me because the only reason why they came was because we know how to deal with the problem. We do not know how to communicate it well. We do not know how to talk to our employees really well. But we were lacking good communication skills. A lot of engineers face this problem. They're very good with their coding, they're very good with programming, very good with all the technical knowledge. However, when it comes to presenting that, they lack. They want to learn the soft skills because this is what will help them stand out and take them forward in their journey. Because no one just wants to work on the technical knowledge and do a clerical job. They all want to go forward. And that is where soft skills help. And Indian society is also realizing that a lot of, I have around 80 to 90 offline students. They're only 5 to 8 years old. And they are getting trained for communication skills. Because schools have majorly started competitions, like debates, like public speaking, because they know that it's going to help them going forward. So yes, soft skills is being considered nowadays in the Indian society also.
Yeah. Ma'am, how difficult is it for a normal individual to enhance their soft skills compared to that of hard skills?
So one thing that I have realized in my journey is soft skills is something that can be learned. It is not really something that needs to be inherited. The only problem that comes when it comes to learning soft skills is there's an unlearning process which happens. Because when it comes to learning hard skills, we do not already know the knowledge. We are learning something new. But when it comes to soft skills, we have been working or we have been moving ourselves in a certain way. And then unlearning the process and then learning something new becomes a bit difficult if we are not open and if we are not open to learning. And if we are very constrained and it becomes difficult then. However, if someone is starting from a young age, it becomes very easy to learn. However, again, going forward, if someone is ready, they are going to give their best, then it's not difficult to learn soft skills because a lot of theories are there, a lot of techniques and strategies are there. One needs to just know that and apply that and keep on practicing again and again. Practice is something that really goes a long way when it comes to learning enhancing soft skills.
Okay. Ma'am, you mentioned about interviews. So we have a question related to that. How can soft skills help to make one individual stand out during an interview or close a deal with the lead or prospect?
When it comes to interviews, even from the time you enter the cubicle or wherever the interview is conducted, the interviewer already has their eyes on you. So when you are entering, they see how smartly you are walking, how confidently are you walking. When you sit down, the way you maintain the eye contact, the way you have your confident posture, all of this the interviewer is observing. It shows whether are you panicking, are you anxious, when you have a question, there's pressure put on you, you're put in that situation. That is the time they see your facial expression. Now, all of this you will not learn in your technical skills. All of this you're only going to learn in your process, even though you're feeling anxious. But if you can put up a calm expression, that is something, a skill that needs to be learned. So this is where in interviews you stand out. In interviews, you also stand out in terms of the way you are presenting yourself. You already know the answers, but how you frame those answers, how you articulate the thoughts, all of this comes as a part of soft skills. So this is where it helps. Again, it then comes to closing a deal. For example, if there are 10 people coming to the particular consumer, if it is B2B, for that particular skill, a person would always like to communicate with someone or make a deal with someone who shows the warmth, who shows that they would be open. I'll give you a very small example. If there are two shops, shop A and shop B, and they both sell the same thing, the shop A seller has a very grumpy face and does not really care about the customer. Whoever comes to him, asks him something, he automatically gives and takes the money. However, on the other hand, the shop B shopkeeper always has a warm smile on the face. He knows his customers. He knows what the customer wants because they're regular customers. Or if someone is new, he's always charismatic. So people would definitely want to go to shop B because the shop A person does not give the vibe, what we call, does not give the vibe. And shop B would always give, even though they are selling the same exact product. Same way it comes to closing the deal also. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, ma'am, it does. Ma'am, finally, what makes you feel inspired or motivated that helps you going?
So, it's not that entrepreneurship is easy. It's not. Sometimes there are low days. Sometimes I question myself that why am I exactly doing this? What good am I doing? I could have actually done something else. But then, when you see the progress of your clients, when you see the happiness, when you see that what they're achieving just because of your training, that is when I feel, oh no, I am doing something right and I am giving back to the society in whatever possible way. That is something that keeps me motivated and inspired always.
Okay. Thank you so much, ma'am, for your time. It was a pleasure having you on our podcast and we wish you all the best for all your future endeavors.
Thank you so much. It was a great opportunity and I would love to hear the podcast.
Thank you, ma'am.